Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Commissioner Miller, I know that the last couple of days have been tough for Texas. Can you start by sharing what you're seeing or hearing in terms of how communities have been affected?
Well, it's a very somber time here in Texas, very, very sad time. We still have search and rescue going on. We've, so far, of the 21 counties that have had severe flooding, we've had 82 casualties, 82 deceased. We still have over 40 missing. We're doing search and rescue, assuming that those are still alive. We hope to find more people alive. One lady was washed down the river 30 miles, and we found her clinging to the top of a tree. So there is still hope. Agriculture damage, we haven't assessed any of that yet, but I can tell you there's hundreds and hundreds of miles of fencing gone, structures, barns, hay washed down river. Tractors underwater, implements washed downriver. We found cattle and livestock in the top of trees, you know, dead. Those are all going to have to be buried and cleaned up. My agency, we're part of the emergency response team. Number one, I am opening up my STAR Fund. That's an acronym for State of Texas Agriculture Relief Fund. Those monies in there, I raised from individuals and private entities, no taxpayer dollars, but we use that money to get back out to those farmers to help them get back on their feet. Things, you know, we help them with that crop insurance or just regular property insurance doesn't cover, like T-post and wire and maybe putting some structures back up, replacing some equipment, burying dead farm animals, things like that. Next thing we've done is I've opened up my hay and feed hotline. If you need hay or feed, or you want to donate transportation, or you want to donate hay or feed, check that out. You can find all of these on my website, texasagriculture.gov, texasagriculture.gov. The third and probably the most important thing, about 3 years ago, I set up a mental health hotline. Basically, it was, I don't like the word, but suicide hotline. There's a lot of these families are going through a lot of stress right now. If you need some help, we're there for you. I'm opening this up to every Texan, not just people in agribusiness or farmers or ranchers, but anybody is welcome to call that number and get help. That number is 833-897-2474. 833-897-2474. And again, you can find all three of these programs on texasagriculture.gov.
Commissioner Miller, you've spent your career working with rural Texans. What are you hearing from people, neighbors, farmers, ranchers who are stepping up, and any specific stories of resiliency or neighbor-to-neighbor support that have really stayed with you over the last couple of days?
Well, you know, I don't know if your listeners can understand the magnitude of this disaster, but in less than 24 hours, there was an equivalent amount of water came down the Guadalupe River that would go over Niagara Falls in a month and a half. If you've ever seen Niagara, that's just hard to get your head around. But Texans are very resilient. You won't find Texans sitting on the street curb waiting for FEMA and the government to show up to help them. We've got neighbors helping neighbors. We almost have too much help. I mean, sometimes that's kind of like a, I hate to put it this way, but a second disaster, so much help shows up, it's hard to organize. That's just the way, you know, ag people are. Texans are that way. We don't wait on the government to come bail us out, but we're there. If our neighbors need us, we're there. If they need shelter, we're there. And we haven't had to set up any shelters for people yet, but when we do, my agency, we feed those people. We make sure that we handle all of the nutrition programs for the state and federal government, so we'll make sure that they're all taken very well care of. And we hope that there's not a need for that, but it could be possible. There's a lot of displaced people out there.
I know we are in the early stages and people are the priority, but have you heard of any estimates of the number of cattle killed, livestock that may have been impacted?
Well, we're solely focused on finding these 40 missing people. We really haven't, checked that out yet. But I can tell you this, from what I've seen, it's hundreds and hundreds of miles of fencing, barns and structures gone, tractors and implements washed down river. Crops are either flooded or washed out. Cotton all around San Angelo is, was up about knee high, and it's all gone. It'll all have to be disastered out. Crops are devastated. Livestock, if you were in one of those river valleys and in one of the, 8 or 10 rivers that flooded, you probably lost livestock. It's going to take us weeks to get through that and figure out what the agriculture loss is.
Yeah, the human impact is really astounding. And then you think about these farmers and ranchers who many of them have just got the crop in the ground for the year. You mentioned the STAR Fund. How does a farmer and rancher go about applying for help?
They can go to our website, texasagriculture.gov, and click on grants. And it's pretty simple. We'll pay half your expenses, to get you back up on your feet. There is an upper limit, I think, of $8,000, but that'll buy a lot of wire and T-post. Go there. If you want to donate, you can also follow the instructions there if you want to donate to that fund. Like I said, it's all private money. We don't use any government funds for that. And people are very generous. We've had people donate from all over the United States and actually foreign countries. We've had hay shipped in and other disasters from Alabama, far away as North Carolina. And, we just got a first good cutting of hay we've had in 2 years. A lot of that was windrowed up and stacked at the end of the field. It's all washed down river. So that first hay cutting is gone. A lot of the fields had laid down a second cutting. It was either in the bale or in the windrow. And of course, that's all root now, gone down river and soaked and saturated. Even if you do find it, it's not going to be of any value.
Yeah, we saw Texans coming together with the Panhandle wildfires and the STAR Fund being used for that, as well as the Hay Hotline. And it was just amazing to see farmers and ranchers come together to help their fellow farmers and ranchers who lost the fences and the cattle and who needed hay at that time. With the Hay Hotline, can you kind of explain how that works and helps a lot?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Livestock producers?
Well, we're not going to need as much hay. We distributed, I think, 30,000 bales, round bales of hay in the Panhandle fire, but that was over 1 million acres. This is much smaller geographical area, so the need won't be as great, but there will be some need. So you just go on there. If you need hay, put it up there. We'll match you up with somebody that can bring you some feed or hay. We're going to need probably, in this case, some square bales, because there's a lot of smaller farmers there that have, just a few head or horses that, will need hay. So this is not the magnitude of the Panhandle fires, but there will be a need. And if you don't have hay or feed to donate, but you've got to pick up in the trailer, we need people to transport this feed to people. We're going to try to take it directly to them and not have a big stockpile like we did in the Panhandle, because we think the needs are going to be not as large this time.
What are the next steps for you and for your office?
Well, we work closely with the USDA, FEMA, FDA, EPA. We'll have our people in there, doing what we can to assist the Animal Health Commission. And other, there's about 30 of us agencies that have a function and a part of the emergency management or emergency response team. So we will work under the guidelines of the Office of Emergency Management, that they direct the troops and organize the response.
What would you say to Texans right now who want to help but don't know where to start?
First thing I'd ask you to do is pray. I mean, there's nothing more powerful than prayer. That's the most important thing you can do. These people that have lost loved ones, that have loved ones missing, lost their home, their property, their livestock, their livelihood, their crops are gone. So just if you would just bathe those people in prayer, that would be great. We probably don't need anybody going to that area right now. We're overwhelmed. We've got more help than, we could possibly need, but that is appreciated. But we're going to need help when the cleanup comes, which is starting about a week to 10 days. And so, if you want to contact us at texasagriculture.gov, I'll put you in charge of our emergency management response team. If you want to come and just work, or if you've got equipment you want to bring, dump trucks, skid steers, backhoes, whatever, we'll get you lined out.
For someone in the ag community who might have been impacted by this, how can they stay informed about relief updates and reach out if they're needing assistance?
My team does a really good job of keeping people updated on that, mainly through social media. Texas Ag Culture, you can go to Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, any of the social media sites. We mainly, our main one is Facebook. You can go to my campaign page there, Miller for Texas. We repost it all there. Any updates on what's going on, we will have, 40 or 50 updates daily. Every 10 to 15 minutes, we'll have a new update. Anything changes, we post it. So that you can find out just about everything there is to know at that millerfortexas.com or Texas Agriculture.
As a Texan, it doesn't matter where you are in the state, you feel impacted by this whenever you see your fellow Texans going through something like this. Is there anything else that you would like to add, sir?
Well, we're still under flash flood watch for the next 24 to 36 hours. So we're not out of the woods yet. I mean, this is still ongoing. It could get worse instead of better. So, you know, those prayers are much needed. Let's hope we can get through the next 36 hours. Let's find those 40 something people that are missing, and hopefully no one else goes missing. But there's 21 counties, you know, there's 254 in Texas, 21 counties have been declared disaster areas. So a tenth of the state has had severe flooding, which is not a normal situation.
I know President Trump is planning on visiting on Friday. Will you be in the area with him? Are you planning to travel down to the Hill Country?
You know, of course, if I'm asked to be there, I'll be there. I'm very cautious. And as the president is going in, you know, as an statewide elected official, it disrupts the response teams. Everybody stops, you know, and you got to have, you know, press people there, and it just kind of gums up the work. So if I'm asked to be there, I'll be there. My personal approach is I like to personally stay out of there for the first week to 10 days because it's just not productive. I know a lot of elected officials like to do that because they get, you know, a lot of press and a lot of attention, but probably not the best thing to do. But the president, he has to be there. I mean, people are expecting him to be there. If he didn't show up, you know, he would look cold hearted. So I fully approve of him going. If I'm asked to be there, I'll go. But if I'm not, I'll probably stay out of it.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.